Haggard and Al's, dead or alive.
It's our daily battle between the newsroom and the studio. 13-11, Nugget is leading.
Certainly, yeah. I had a good little win yesterday in karaoke doki and kicked ahead a little bit. Hal's your back. Hello, mate.
Hi. You know it's going to be good when Albie's got that little smile going. Yeah, he just had that little smile
I'm
going.
I'm assuming he's already just gone in your office and told you the answer.
No, I haven't.
I reckon we're about two more of my wins away from that just happening.
You are such a sore winner.
Even you've admitted there's been some dodgy gear going on.
No, I try all the time. And
now,
I admit it.
Dead or alive, Albie's going to tell us some celebrities. We're going to just work out very simply if they're still with us or they've kicked the proverbial bucket.
Very simple game. So, ladies first once again. Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
Great song.
Oh, good band. I like the Cranberries.
Does this song just make you feel like you're back in, like, grade 9?
It really does.
It just reeks of early 90s, doesn't it?
So yeah. Dolores was the lead singer of the Cranberries.
I feel like this is a really random one if she's still alive, because she's got to be quite young.
Dolores.
I'm going to say she's alive.
She's alive.
Can I disagree and say, sadly, Dolores is no longer with us?
To Hayley, she is no longer with us, sadly.
She passed away. Was that last year or the
2018,
year before?
2018, she died in the bathtub. Drowned in the bathtub. She was intoxicated and sadly drowned.
Amazing voice.
Albie, that's so sad.
That is sad, isn't it?
Oh, hold on. Help is on the way.
The door's opening.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Miranda Cook.
Miranda, hey.
How are you, Cookie?
She needs you badly.
Thank
she just lost the first
I
point.
Lost. Sorry.
It's 0-1. Nugget, you lead.
Okay.
And this is your first person.
Yes.
Carlos Santana.
Got a black magic woman. So good.
Is Carlos alive?
Okay.
Or sadly, no longer with us.
No one asked you to sing it.
Carlos Santana, one of the greatest guitarists of all time, I'm pleased to say, is still alive and going beautifully, even though he's got to be well into his 70s.
Ooh, you reckon he's still with us?
I guarantee you he's still with
us. Okay, you're right.
How old's Carlos Santana?
He's 73 now, yeah. Carlos Santana. So the score is 2-0 to Nugget.
You that got away
this
from
point,
us.
Ladies.
Miranda, come
this
on,
is,
help me
this
out.
This is the category I played last time and royally stuffed it up.
That's okay. I do it every day.
I didn't want to mention
get used
that.
To it.
All right. Artist number two, ladies. Greedy Smith from the Mentals.
I don't even know who that is.
So Miranda is officially no help. Bro, it's been great. You can leave.
Greedy Smith, the lead singer of the Mentals, one of the greatest party bands Australia's ever produced.
We just need to chat. Oh, should we go with Dead?
Yeah, let's do it.
What an awful conversation to have about a human being.
Did.
Should we go Dead?
Thanks,
go
you're dead. The yeah. one that came up let's, with this game in the first dead. Place.
So, yeah, that's fair, actually.
Greedy's no longer with us, you're saying?
No, he's
that's
dead.
That's correct.
Yes!
Again, the cheering not for his death, but the fact they got a point.
Exactly.
That's actually Miranda's first ever point on any game.
Yes,
well done,
true.
Cookie.
Thank you.
Was it last year?
Died in 2019, heart attack in his car at the age of 63.
Wow. Too young.
It's 2-1, this for the win, Nug.
Okay.
Brian Ferry. The dapper Brian Ferry.
Very dapper Brian Ferry. No, I'm really not.
Know.
No, because there's an issue here, is that I routinely get Brian Ferry in my brain mixed up with Robert Palmer.
Sorry.
Both very smooth suit-wearing men.
Right.
And I know that one of them is dead. I reckon Brian Ferry's still alive.
Still alive.
Yes.
He's alive. Yes, he is.
Yes. So Robert Palmer is dead, isn't he?
Robert Palmer is the one, and they both wore suits and everything. So, I guess I can see why you get them mixed up.
For some reason, in my brain, I get them mixed up, and I think I've actually, even on the air a few times, actually killed off Brian Ferry. And then I realised I was referring to Robert Palmer.
Well, the good news is, Miranda, you did get a point for the team.
Yes. Well done.
Sadly, though, you've lost 3-1. It's a Nugget victory.
Celebrate and break what we can around here. And now
we take what we can
That's
get.
That's it. And now I feel like we should
the
change your
overall
on our
tally
door.
Now is 16-12. So you have opened up a 4-point lead.
What are the
lead.
Stakes of this game? I don't know.
As in what? Prize?
As in
what?
The prize.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, just the glory.
Just the humiliation. Just the chance to humiliate an old friend.
I don't think I'm going to come back. This is
Miranda's waiting
for
a prize.
We're literally playing for
Nugget
nothing.
Likes to feel good about himself at the end of the day.
This is my only chance.
So he brings me in to slaughter me every single day, and I just accept it.
He likes to intellectually.
I don't think that's necessarily what's going on here.
Yeah, no, it's the sledging.
I think it's just, I thought you would be more competitive, to be fair. It's not my fault. When we were playing this, we thought, you know, he'd be really good. Hayley. Obviously, we were wrong.
You were so wrong.
So what are we playing tomorrow? What's my line? Is it What's My Line?
What's My Line tomorrow, I think. From the movies? Yeah, I think it is. So
okay.
We'll
so feel free again to bring in Miranda. Or,
oh, no, I will.
Oh, oh, your choice.
Okay,
or somebody who'll contribute. Yeah. Like, you know, you've got a whole room full of people in there.
I said yes, he's dead.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
I said he was dead.
That's another day of Dead or Alive. Hot 91.